This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two candidates remain in the Republican primary to take on Governor Polis. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on yesterday's GOP State Assembly.
In the Republican governor's primary, Greg Lopez and Heidi Gnall are the two candidates left standing out of eight who went into the state assembly. Lopez's speech touched on everything from gender and sex education in schools to election security and the economy. Gnall focused less on the cultural issues that dominated the convention and more on promises to beat Democrat Jared Polis. Lumber worker Lisa Zimmerman came away liking both candidates.
I like Heidi because she represents me as a single mom. And I like Greg because he represents me and my heritage.
They'll face off in the June 28th primary. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Nursing home workers are set to receive a $15 minimum wage under a bill that's cleared the state legislature recently. The bill sets aside $6.5 million to help providers cover the wage hike and now awaits the governor's signature. The Denver Post reports that more than 2,000 people have left jobs at Colorado nursing homes since the pandemic began. And Colorado continues to experience widespread drought conditions, with much of the state still reporting moderate to severe drought. Colorado's snowpack is slightly below normal, which means river flows are low in many areas. The warmer weather and drier conditions ahead also sets the stage for elevated wildfire risk. This is CPR.